Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and to listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. Some people brought to him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Be encouraged, my child, your sins are forgiven." On the face of it, the needs of this man were absolutely clear. He was paralyzed and needed Jesus to heal him. But Jesus started somewhere else. He knew that the man's first need was for forgiveness. He then turned his attention to the man's paralysis and healed him, and the man jumped up and went home. Nothing has changed. Our first need is forgiveness, because what matters before anything else is our relationship with God. Until we've been forgiven, we cannot enjoy the blessings of life with him. However, it's very easy for us to be distracted by other issues. Jesus wasn't for a moment suggesting that the man's paralysis was unimportant. It just wasn't the priority. When we meet people with financial, addiction, health, or relationship difficulties, it's very easy for all our attention to focus on that particular need. However, Jesus' example should encourage us to look at their need to be right with God before anything else. The other thing that strikes me in this verse is that it was the faith of the friends which triggered Jesus' response. Their role was absolutely crucial. The paralyzed man was powerless to get to Jesus by himself. He relied on the kindness and effort of his friends, and their involvement led to the complete transformation of his life. We should never underestimate the importance of our friendships or of our ability to bless and strengthen them. I'm sure that the paralyzed man's friends would have been amazed at the impact of their practical help. So far as they were concerned, they'd simply given their friend a lift. But the impact of their practical action was far beyond anything they could ever have imagined. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for your readiness to forgive us as we confess our sins to you. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.